Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we're going to talk about a kind of debt most people never think about. Emotional debt. You may not owe a dime to the bank, but if you're carrying the weight of overpromising, people-pleasing, or unresolved obligations, you are still in debt. And that debt drains you just as much, sometimes more, than financial debt ever could. Matthew 5:37 reminds us, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. When we say yes but mean no, or when we commit to things we don't have the bandwidth for, we're borrowing against our own energy. That's emotional debt. And just like financial debt, it accrues interest. It shows up as stress, resentment, exhaustion, and even missed opportunities. Earlier in this series, I mentioned how my aunt would show up to my job whenever she needed something. Well, let me tell you, that didn't stop when I became an entrepreneur. In fact, it intensified. When you're the one who's quote-unquote made it in the family, or at least perceived that way, the requests never stop. Every time there was a bill due, every time something broke, every time someone needed a little extra, I felt like it was my responsibility to step in. And here's the thing. Even when I moved into entrepreneurship and later started running my businesses from home, no one around me really understood what that meant. To them, working from home looked like freedom and flexibility. It looked like I could stop what I was doing at any moment to handle their errands, answer their calls, solve their problems. So the requests kept coming. And I kept saying yes, even when I didn't have the time, the energy, or the capacity. On the outside, it looked like I was dependable, successful, the strong one. But on the inside, I was drained. That's when I realized I wasn't just carrying financial obligations. I was carrying emotional debt. Every time I said yes, when I wanted to say no, I took out another loan against my energy. Every time I let someone drop by in the middle of my workday, I paid with my focus. Every time I overpromised, I borrow peace from tomorrow. The result? Stress, resentment, exhaustion, an ongoing sense that no matter how much I gave, I was always in the red. It wasn't until I started practicing what Jesus taught in Matthew 5:37, let your yes be yes and your no be no, that I began to get free. For much of my life, I carried what I now call emotional debt. But at that time, I didn't see it that way. I thought it was just the price I had to pay to be successful. See, in my family, there were people who gave their last so I could have a chance. I remember my grandfather buying me school clothes in the fifth grade when my parents couldn't afford them. I remember my aunt making sure my hair got done. And years later, when I left my ex and lost my home, the same aunt opened her doors and gave me a place to stay. So when the request came, when she showed up at my job needing something, or when family leaned on me because I was the one who made it, how could I say no? In my mind, I owed them. Every yes felt like paying down a balance I could never clear. And when I started running my businesses from home, nobody really understood that either. They thought working from home meant I was free to drop everything at a moment's notice to handle whatever they needed. And most of the time I did. I said yes even when I didn't want to. Yes, even when it drained me. Yes, even when it put me in a deficit. On the outside, it looked like I was dependable, successful, strong. But on the inside, I was exhausted. I wasn't giving from overflow. I was giving from obligation. And obligation is just another form of debt. That's when I realized emotional debt is still debt. You may not owe a dime to a bank, but if you are carrying the weight of false guesses, unspoken obligations, and unpaid emotional balances, you're still bound. Matthew 5:37 says, "But let your yes be yes and no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." For years, I thought I couldn't say no, especially to family, because I remembered the times they gave their last so I could have a chance. My grandfather buying me school clothes when my parents couldn't. My aunt making sure my hair was done. The same aunt opening her home to me when I had nowhere to go. So every time that request came later in life, I felt like I owed them. I thought every yes was repaying a debt of love and sacrifice. But here's what God showed me. Love is not debt. Love is gift. When Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no," he's teaching us about integrity, not only with others, but with ourselves. If your yes is rooted in fear, guilt, or obligation, it's not really a yes. It's a false agreement, and false agreements keep you bound just as much as financial debt. The truth is, saying no doesn't dishonor the love you received. In fact, it honors it, because when you live in truth, when your yes is clean and your no is holy, you keep flow of love pure. You don't turn it into resentment. You don't twist it into obligation. That's why emotional debt is so costly. It weighs you down, it blocks your abundance, and it distorts your relationships. But when you allow your yes to be yes and your no to be no, you step back into the freedom Christ intended, where giving and receiving flow without chains. From a metaphysical perspective, every false yes creates a block in the flow of your prosperity. Neville Goddard taught, assumption creates reality. When you say yes out of fear, guilt, or obligation, you are assuming lack. You're assuming there isn't enough love, money, or approval unless you overextend yourself. That assumption hardens into fact, and you keep manifesting situations where you're drained or depleted. Goddard also taught that assumptions harden into fact. When you live assuming you're indebted to everyone who ever helped you, life will mirror that belief. You'll keep attracting people and situations that demand repayment, leaving you drained instead of enriched. Florence Scovel Shinn said it bluntly, "No man is your friend, no man is your enemy, every man is your teacher." When people constantly pull on you, it's not because they're evil, it's because life is reflecting your own unspoken belief. I owe. I must give beyond my capacity. My no isn't safe. That lesson keeps you repeating until you learn it. Shen also said, you can't outgive God. That means no matter what's given to you, school clothes, shelter, help when you needed it, your repayment is not to man, but to source. If you keep trying to pay back love, you miss the greater truth. God was the giver all along. Catherine Ponder often reminded her readers that prosperity is not just money. It's peace of mind, time, health, and energy. When you overpromise and people please, you are in debt in all of those areas. You may not owe Visa and MasterCard, but you owe your nervous system. You owe your spirit. You owe your future self who will have to clean up your mess. Ponder also reminds us that prosperity is wholeness, peace, energy, freedom, as well as money. So when you're tied up in emotional debt, you might have money, but no peace. You might have success, but no rest. You might be overflowing outwardly, but bankrupt inwardly. But here's the freedom. Just like financial debt, emotional debt can be cleared. Every time you align your words with your truth, you pay off a little of that energetic balance. Every time you say a clean yes or a clear no, you step back into integrity. Here's the shift. When you honor love as a gift instead of a debt, you free yourself and others. You let the energy of that gift keep multiplying instead of turning sour in resentment. And from that place of freedom, you naturally align with overflow. Because prosperity doesn't flow through guilt. It flows through truth, through clean yeses and holy no's, through the willingness to see love as grace, not something you owe forever. When your yes is yes and your no is no, you're telling the universe, I trust the flow of abundance. I don't have to buy love or approval with false promises. I am safe to live in truth, and from that truth, overflow can find me. Now take a deep breath in. Hold it. And slowly release. As you write, don't edit or judge. Just let the truth flow onto the page. Number one, where am I currently carrying emotional debt? Who are the people I've said yes to when I wanted to say no? What obligations am I still holding onto that feel heavy instead of joyful? Number two, how has people-pleasing shown up in my life? Do I overcommit to avoid disappointing others? Do I secretly resent the very people I said yes to? Number three, what does emotional debt cost me? The time I can't get back. Energy that leaves me drained. Peace of mind or sleep at night. Opportunities I had to pass up because I was already spent. Number four, what would my life feel like if my yes was yes and my no was no? Imagine a day where every commitment on your calendar is aligned with your truth. How would your body feel? How would your spirit rest? Number five, what is one area where I can start paying off my emotional debt today? Is there a conversation I need to have? An obligation I need to release? A no I need to say lovingly but firmly? Now write this line three times. I am free from emotional debt. My yes is powerful. My no is holy. Pause after each repetition. Notice what shifts in your body as you declare it. Now close your eyes if you can. Place one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Take a slow, steady breath in. Hold and release. Now repeat these words aloud or in your spirit. My yes is yes, my no is no. Every false yes I release today, I am free from the weight of emotional debt. I no longer borrow from my future peace to appease others. I give from overflow, never from depletion. My truth is safe. My boundaries are holy. I live debt-free, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Take another deep breath and let those words anchor inside you. Now, I want you to imagine yourself sitting at a desk. In front of you is a ledger book, but if instead of numbers, each line holds a false yes, a broken boundary, or an obligation you never wanted to carry. These pages are full and heavy. Every line is a weight on your spirit. Now see Source standing beside you, radiating light. With infinite love, Source places a hand on the book, and suddenly the ink begins to fade. One by one, the false yeses, the old obligations, the resentments, all dissolve into light. The pages turn clean and blank. The ledger is clear. You whisper, I am free. My yes is powerful. My no is holy. I owe nothing but love. Feel the lightness in your body. Feel your shoulders drop. Feel the new energy rushing in where the old debt used to be. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale fully. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, carrying this freedom with you. Take one more deep breath in with me. In through the nose. Hold it. And release. Today, we cleared something most people never talk about, emotional debt. You may not owe a bank or a creditor, but if you've been carrying false yeses, broken promises, or the weight of people-pleasing, you've been paying with your peace. And that cost is too high. But you don't have to live in debt. Financially or emotionally, you can live in truth. You can let your yes be yes and your no be no. You can give from overflow, not depletion. And when you do, you step back into alignment with Source, where prosperity flows freely. Thank you for spending this time with me on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I leave you with this. I know who I play for. And if you're ready to practice clearing debt, emotional and financial, and embodying prosperity in every area of your life, come join us at happyhealthywholerich.com. It's where we go deeper into these practices together in community. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in every way that truly matters. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to Happy, Healthy, Whole, Rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.